At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Segment 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to BecksHybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
We are in their hoodies today. You have a zip up. I have a pullover.
I missed the memo on that one, guys.
We have our Beck's gear on. There was the hands.
Missed the memo.
And it was crisp out. And so right away, me and Sip knew we need to be a little bit warmer. So we went with Beck's.
Right.
Really
so
nice.
Thank you very much for that's just Trevor, though. You know what else Trevor's delivering when he delivers meals to everyone, no matter even if they're Beck's customers? Hoodies.
God.
He'll deliver you a hoodie today. If you're also in the combine, it's a little chilly.
Chillier than you think.
All of a sudden, he's showing up. He's showing up with a hoodie. And some brisket.
Oh, my God.
Hoodie and brisket today.
How's that for Monday?
Sounds
pretty good to me.
I mean, now Trevor listens to this show, too, because he knew I didn't like the quarter zip or the full up.
So he found you what you wanted.
The zip
down. Had it specially made. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they have them. But
No, he had it specially made.
It was made just for you.
It was made just for you. He talked
only one exists.
Only one.
Just that one right there.
You're one of one. Thank you, Trevor.
Beck's Hybrid.
Yes.
Great people.
Yes.
All right, it is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Head Scratchers.
The Scratcher.
Bill, what bothered you this weekend, Bill, on Head Scratchers?
Well, a couple things. One.
Get your notebook out.
Northwestern wins 37-10 over Maryland.
Friday night.
37-10.
37-10.
Maryland had 25 first downs. Northwestern had 10.
What?
10. And they out-yarded them by like 200 yards, but they had four turnovers.
Maryland.
Four turnovers. They lose on the banks of Lake Michigan.
Is that Lake Michigan?
Yes, that was Lake Michigan. They lose. I mean, 37-10, Maryland is in dead. They're tied at dead last, I believe, with UCLA for dead last in the conference.
Where'd all those turnovers come from?
I don't know. I have no. Then we had the Alabama-South Carolina, which was just remarkable. Just the fact that they kicked an unbelievable onside kick.
Yes.
So we've talked through all this already. They do all that. And then all of a sudden, there's time. And then they just throw a bomb, and it gets intercepted. And I want to tell you the mayhem that was breaking out. I want to tell you the screaming on the headsets that would have been going on as the ball gets intercepted in the end zone to win the game. He almost fakes take a knee and then brings the ball out of the end zone and just starts running around. Running around, not just like run it out and forgotten went down.
Right.
He just
this is Alabama.
He just kept running.
Yeah, he
and
did.
Everyone, if you're so, I'm just
the clock
with this,
ran
what this is like. If you're on the headset, let's say, okay, go down. Everyone's screaming, and the
is
guy,
that right? Is that right?
Because the only way you can lose the game is if someone punches the ball out
right.
And they pick it up, and something crazy happens. And you've been taught.
Will you say them to him?
Down. You've been
pretty
told,
simple.
You've been told this.
One
you've
word.
Been taught this. You, all right. These things you've been this has been worked on. It's been this isn't like a DeBoer never covered it. This is never it's been covered.
No,
it was in the end zone to end the game. So it was that was more of the head scratcher.
And if the kid forgets, what do you say to him? You know what though, he was kind of in the clear.
Yes.
Didn't didn't. I was watching. I thought, get down. Then I thought, he's all right. Clock's going to elapse.
Well, it didn't matter. If it's still a live
play.
I hear you. So a lot of these, we hit on a lot. We hit on a lot of this stuff already with the Purdue, Illinois. Okay. I'm not going to redo it.
That was very Jake-like,
that, that was a head-scratcher, Iowa, Washington, head-scratcher, Wisconsin. Here's the two I wanted to hit on.
Okay.
Georgia Tech wins by a touchdown.
Over?
Over North Carolina. Ugh. There's 24 seconds to go in the game. They're on like their own 30-yard line or whatever it was, maybe 32. They opt, because they did not throw the ball well in the game. Their numbers were terrible. They basically opted for overtime. So they ran counter to end the game.
Hmm.
But the guy popped it, 68-yard touchdown. He popped a 68-yard touchdown.
Run counter.
With 20 seconds to go in the game.
Against North Carolina.
Against North Carolina.
A terrible defense,
Defense. They run it. I want you to think about this. Defense. They're kind of like, okay, what are they going to do here? Maybe if they hit two passes, maybe a chance at field goal. I don't know. Just run it. We'll go to overtime. They ran it. He popped it.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
No one touched him. It popped, and I mean, there is no one there.
Bad defense.
Absolutely no one there. Game over.
What did North Carolina give up to
game
that?
Over.
That?
James Madison has scored 70 points in them.
Yes, 70.
70.
James Madison.
70.
They had 56 at halftime of the game.
56 at halftime.
At North Carolina.
George Tech ran a simple counter, and it popped for 68.
68. Game over. And also, and they chose just to end the game and go to overtime. Hey, listen, they did the old, like, hey, listen. If we screw this up and we do something stupid here, we'll get the ball, kick a field goal, North Carolina wins. No, we're not getting the game. Smart coaching.
Yeah.
Ran counter, went to the hut.
Whoa.
They're dead last, North Carolina. The ACC, they're dead last.
And their offense is pretty good.
Yeah,
their defense is atrocious.
Not bad. Here's the other one that we have not talked about.
Head scratcher.
It was a head scratcher to me. Vandy beats Kentucky.
Mm.
Everyone thought about that. At Kentucky, mm-hmm. Everything, you know, let down, this, mm-hmm. that, you name mm-hmm. it. They went in there, and they kind of bullied them, too.
What was the score?
Vandy's 20-13.
That was the fun. Wow.
20-13, and kind of in control of the game. They ran the clock. I got enough first downs to run the clock out at the end. Kentucky just went to Ole Miss and beat them.
Right.
They took Georgia to 13-12
correct.
At home. Had the ball with a chance to win at the end of the game. Vanderbilt now has beat Alabama and Kentucky on the road back to back.
After they lost to Georgia State.
Yeah. Think about this. Three point loss to Georgia State, double overtime loss to Missouri. They're two plays away from being undefeated.
That's why, but Bill, this is why
This
is why, now you can push back, but I don't do the transitive score thing very much. So,
no.
So what do we say? Georgia State's better than Alabama?
Yeah.
I mean, is that what we're going to do?
If you cannot do the score.
I don't do it much.
Okay, so they beat them by this. That means that we win by this. Oh, no, every week's different. Every game is judged by itself.
That's what you got to listen to, Jake, as a Nebraska fan. Don't get caught up in Rutgers law.
It's still concerning, though,
a little bit.
It went down.
A little bit. But you can't do it because for that reason alone, you got to tell me Georgia State is they're sub 500. They're better than Alabama?
Vandy had a bad week that week.
When things happen and all of a sudden, like you said, when you all of a sudden you can't turn it back on or things are going bad, I mean, the another head scratcher would have been just the score of the Georgia game, as we talked about, Mississippi State. It's 41-31. They gave up 31 points to Mississippi State. Georgia did. And then guess what? They never, ever were like, we're cool. They had this, the starters ran all the way to the last play of the game at Georgia.
Here's a head scratcher for you. No, I'm not stealing your thunder, but something DeBoer said, I'm wondering, I want to ask Bill, if I were a head coach, and I fancy myself that way a lot, believe me, I wouldn't say this in a press conference. After that game the other day, he said, well, I mean, there were a lot of matchups that we were concerned about. And there's going to be matchups going forward that are concerning for us. We can be exploited in some areas. I'm not saying that. I don't want to hear my head coach say that.
Yeah, I don't see it one way or the other. I probably wouldn't.
I was surprised to hear an Alabama coach saying
that. Also, doesn't say that. I don't think anything much of it.
They're
struggling in the back end. That's what he's saying.
Is that what it is?
I mean, they are struggling.
Okay, is that what it is?
They are really struggling in the back end.
How are they struggling in the back end? Don't they have some
mostly?
Dudes?
They have good players. A lot of I think they have three true freshmen. Guys. They're young, but like I said, you want to talk about a tough job. I mean,
Alabama.
I mean, I've never seen a bigger flip in my life from beating Georgia, the mayhem, and then to losing the next week. I've never seen anything.
Then damn near losing to South Carolina at home.
That would have been awful if that would happen. But here's the difference: they didn't.
They won.
And things happen.
They figured it out.
Things happen all the time. The only difference between Georgia and Mississippi State is they didn't lose. Everyone's upset, but that washes away. Like right now, no one really cares. When you win the game, it's like, it doesn't really matter. It's fine. It doesn't really matter.
Kirby called out his fans a little bit. We need a home field advantage. We're quiet. Mm-hmm. He goes, our guys are hot. It was a hot day, but we're dressed in pads, and our guys are playing hard, and you guys are hot, and we didn't hear you. Yeah. Well, do that.
Think about you never discuss that. You never have a discussion that in the SEC, like, well, I don't want to go to Georgia to play.
Really?
That's when they name names? No.
Really?
Everybody talks about A&M. They talk about going to Auburn. Yeah. Talk about LSU on a Saturday night. I mean, there's nothing
not
like
not between the hedges.
When's it ever been mentioned?
Not much.
When's it ever said, like, I don't want a part of this one.
Not much. No.
That is Head Scratchers, sponsored by Beck's Hybrids. Bill's Thrills, Football Facts Monday, and Song of the Day next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Nice.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.